Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Jackie Wilson, also known as Lady J, from Jacqueline Speaks. It is so great to be on air with you this morning. Today's topic is healthy breast thought with the correct bra size. Now, ladies, now we all know that there was a time when we used to go and get our measurements for our breasts when we was young. And those things have seemed to have passed away. Not so. We're resurrecting it again because I have my bosom buddy on the line with me. Her name is Tina Murphy. She is a team leader for a company called Essential Bodywear. And she's out of Staten Island, New York. And Tina is an awesome, awesome lady. She really is. I jumped onto her team, found out what they were doing, and we're doing great things together. And this is one of them because what we want to be able to do is let the world know that the measuring tape on the neck is still alive. It has not died. So now what has happened to the days when we would get our breast measures for the correct size? We don't really do that any longer. For us, it was a rite of passage for a young woman. So what we're going to do is talk about being breast healthy and what we can do to keep them healthy because, as you know, breast cancer is running rampant among women. So I'm going to bring on the line right now Ms. Tina Murphy out of Staten Island, New York, representing Essential Bodywear. Tina, are you on the line with us?
I am. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. Good morning. So tell us, how did you start in this adventure of being the bra lady?
Oh, be the bra lady. Bra Lady NYC is my little tagline I like to call myself here in New York. Well, I started out my career in the health profession, actually. I wanted to be a nurse and follow in my mother's footsteps. I had some life changes happen to me very young, and I decided that nursing school was not going to be able to be completed by me at that time. So I ventured into the world of massage therapy with the credits that I had, and I have been a licensed massage therapist now for 18 years with a very successful business. One of the things, or the most rampant thing I see, is ill-fitting bras in my profession as a massage therapist. I was blessed and very well endowed from the time that I was a very young lady myself, and my grandmother was a seamstress. Like I know a lot of people our age, you know, they come over and they sew clothes, the women. And you're right, that rite of passage is gone. Gone are the days of the little old woman, you know, going to talk to you and talk to your mom in the third person about your breasts, you know, and you stand there embarrassed, not knowing what
Absolutely.
To do, and just every people are touching you and things are going on and it's like you're not even in the room and they're talking about you in the third person. So the ill-fitting bra, though, is still around and it still lurks on 85% of women. When I found EBW, it was actually on my birthday, which is monumental as well, and I was looking for a really good fitting bra, and I was at a craft show, and I met the bra ladies, and I thought that they were just brilliant to be at a craft show with 800 to 1,000 women, and everyone else is selling craft supplies, and they're selling bras. And I went and hugged the woman. I said, I'm so happy you're here, because walking around this stadium, I see so many women in the wrong bra, and as a massage therapist, it drives me a little batty because they're disservicing themselves.
Absolutely.
So I got a bra fitting, and it really did change my life as a larger-breasted woman. I was an H cup at the time, and they really helped me. And within 2 weeks, I said, this bra has changed my life. It changed my outlook on life when I thought that I already had a good bra. So I asked how I could get involved, and it has now become my passion and my job to express the importance of a proper bra fitting. And if we're going to talk candid,
that's
not where the Lord intended for them to be once we hit our 30s. They just fall down, you know? They just fall down, and there's really – that you could say there's nothing you can do about it, but there is something you can do about it. Go get a bra fitting, a proper bra fitting with a professional. It's very hard to do yourself. You are able to do it yourself. There are training videos online, but you really should have someone do it for you that they can also recommend the proper style for you. Because sometimes women don't wear the right style bra.
Well, it's interesting that you had said that because I was a well-endowed young lady as well, still am. And what happens is when you go to get a bra, you're trying to get one that hugs you, your boobs are not falling out, you're trying to get it so it's comfortable on your back. And people don't realize, or I should say women don't realize, how important the support is for your bra and being fitted properly. Because if you're not fitted properly, you give yourself back problems. You start slouching over, especially if you're well endowed, you start to slouch over. Or what you do is you take the straps and you make them really loose so that they hang down so you're looking like you're 90 years old. So it is very important. And when I wanted to go get a bra fitting, I was like, there's nobody here doing a bra fitting. I even went into the bra stores, like Made in Form, and they did not have anybody to measure me. And I was like, wow. I'm like, well, how do people figure out what their size is if there's nobody to measure them? So most people just take a guess.
That's right. They're left at the rack to guess. And most of the time, you know, a lot of times women have a poor image of themselves, you know, and that saddens me, but it is the truth. Women don't say very nice things to themselves in the mirror sometimes.
Absolutely.
And I would say most times. I'm going to change my sometimes to most times. And I think that's something we need to fix, and I think women need to build each other up. And, you know, sometimes you can't always be there for yourself, even though you're supposed to be. And, you know, back in the day, our moms and our grandmas and our aunts, they were doing us a favor. They were doing us a huge favor by taking us for that monumental fitting. And the reason they were doing us the huge favor is because they were really setting the foundation for our muscles to fully develop and set us on that journey as a young woman for proper body image and more importantly, breast health. And I think that really has the effect on the young ladies of today. They're not piling into the car for the embarrassing moment. You know, I call it the cupcake generation. I call these kids now the cupcake generation. You know, I'm sure that there are a few that stand out on their own, and I'm sure there's a handful of moms that are, you know, finding a bra lady because that's, you know, that old-fashioned way to do it. But generally speaking, I'm going to say that we do need to resurrect this favor and pass it down to the younger generations. You know, it sets the muscles to develop. It improves your posture, which is so important. You know, the kids have their head down now and their shoulders are slumped because what's in their hands? Their cell phone.
Cell phone.
You know, if you're wearing the wrong size bra for too long, you can actually deform your shape.
Yes, you can.
Know?
And
the
I've
good
seen
news
plenty
is
of
that, that you can correct that shape with a proper fit, but if you wear that wrong size for too long, you're deforming your shape, and it takes the longer you wear the ill-fitting bra, the longer you got to take to correct it.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
You're eliminating shoulder pain, which, you know, almost all of us suffer from in some capacity. But if you set that foundation early on for the muscles to fully develop when a young lady is in her developmental early years, it's just so important. So the younger generation, it's important for them. The middle-aged, you know, women like us from the 40 to 55 range, important for us because gravity is taking over, and we need equipment to help us.
And I think when we're young, we don't think that that's going to happen. I didn't think so. But
no,
if you live long
it's
enough,
the last thing you're thinking about. Of course.
So that's
you're,
why
you're looking to catch the eye.
You
and, you know, it goes back to that women dress for other women, right?
Yeah.
You want even in high school, you wanted to be dressed right so that the other girls would either admire you or like you or be in with the in crowd. You know, that's why you wanted to look nice. And then when you get a little older, it's to catch the eye of someone you want to catch the eye of.
Yes.
So, you know, it's unbelievable. It's an important piece of equipment in a woman's life.
And we're going
to I would like to touch on base, Jackie, if you don't mind. I want to destroy the myth that underwire causes breast cancer. That's something that's really important to me. In my job.
Because I have an underwire.
Say that again.
I said that is important because I do have to wear an underwire.
Right, and there is a myth, you know, that was fueled back in the 90s. I don't really know the origin, but there was a huge myth that developed back in the 90s that underwire causes breast cancer. And, you know, they claim that if you wear an underwire bra for more than 12 hours a day, you have a higher risk of developing breast cancer. That's the rumor. And I still get that. When I do home parties and bra parties in the house, there's always one, if not two, women that say, I can't wear the wire. And I'll say, why? And they say, well, it causes breast cancer. And I always put my hands up and I say, I want everybody to take a breath because right away, you know, they're throwing the catalogs out. Well, we can't have that, you know. And I try to educate women, you know. I'm not here to sell you a bra that causes breast cancer.
Breast cancer.
You know, believe me. So, you know, people like to maintain this rumor that it restricts your lymph system. I can tell you as a licensed massage therapist, the lymph system is not being trapped by drainage and buildup of toxins in your breast from the wire being where it is. First of all reality, scientifically, body fluids travel up and into your underarm lymph nodes, not down towards your underwire. So that's the first thing. So there's really no sufficient evidence that any type of any bra can cause breast cancer. You know,
I just think it's
a myth that needs to be destroyed.
And you know what we're going to do? We're going to go around the country destroying it.
That's right.
Because there's too many people that have information. And what happens, somebody will put some information out, and another person just runs with it without even checking into it to see that it's actually true or not true.
I know. I say, oh, Lord, that's it. We're all going to be braless now. Nobody wants a braless world, trust me.
No, we don't.
I'm raising two young men. My son's ages are 13 and 17. And I've been in the business since November of 2014. And I made them very comfortable. I mean, I hope I'm not desensitizing them to the beauty of a woman, but I hope not. But, you know, they now recognize. Sometimes they'll give me the little elbow if we're out on the subway or, you know, walking somewhere in public, and they give me the look. And, Mom, she needs you. She needs you. And, I, you know, at first I used to giggle and laugh because it's funny, but you know what? They do need me. They need us, Jackie. They need us.
And that's why I really love this business, because I see it every day, and I'm like, why do they have that bra on, no bra on?
Right.
It just boggles my mind. Well, Tina, we're almost out of time for our first segment. Are there any parting words that you would like to say to our listener audience? We have about 20 seconds left.
I think that you and I, as the bra ladies of the tri-state area here, should be just telling people to just stop sagging and start bragging. Come get a proper bra fitting. Come get that fitting.
Thank you so much, Tina, for coming
on to
the show. Ladies, next time you're going to hear more about EBW. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was amazing.